International marketing is the performance of business activities that direct the flow of a company's goods and services to consumers or users in more than one nation for profit. The only difference in the definition of domestic marketing and international marketing is that the marketing activities take place in more than one country. Although you kind of think, oh, well, that's not really a big thing, it's just a minor difference. But that minor difference accounts for the complexity and diversity found in international marketing relation operations. I tell you, pretty much, marketing concepts and processes and principles, they are universally applicable. They don't change. They're the same whether you're doing business in Delhi or you're doing business in Tanzania. A business's goal is to make a profit by promoting, pricing, and distributing products for which there is a market. The difference that you find for international marketing is not within the basic concepts, but the environment within which those marketing plans must be implemented. The uniqueness of foreign marketing comes from the range of unfamiliar problems and the variety of strategies necessary to cope with different levels of uncertainty encountered in foreign markets. And when you're researching your individual countries that you're doing for your final project, this is something that you need to keep in mind. Competition, legal restraints, government controls, weather, even fickle consumers, and any number of uncontrollable elements can and frequently do affect the profitable outcome of good, sound marketing plans. You know, these are all things which you cannot, under any circumstances, control. One of the major obstacles you can find in international marketing is something that's sometimes referred to by the acronym SRC. It stands for Self-Reference Criterion. Those are one of those things that when you look at it, everybody always thinks of things in a way that it means something to them. I always tell people that, like, my grandfather, he lived in Boston for well over 50 years, and one day we were there visiting him, and he kept asking me if I wanted a pop, and I kept telling him no, I already had one, and he kept asking me if I wanted a pop. Now my father, who understood what my grandfather meant, laughed at me, and when he finally got tired of laughing, he looked at me and said, "Your grandfather wants to know if you want a soda." To me, a soda is a soda, or preferably a Coke. But to my grandfather, he had been around Bostonians for so long, he had substituted the word pop for soda. I didn't understand. I thought he was asking me if I wanted a new daddy, and obviously I did not. I was quite happy with the one that I have. This is a lot of things that you find, that self-reference criterion that you're looking at when you're doing international marketing. A long time ago, there was this, and this is probably before I was born, but it's okay. There was a brand of gasoline named Esso, and it was a pretty successful gasoline brand in the United States. And it would seem like that was something that you could market in a foreign country. After all, gas is gas. It makes a car run or a vehicle run, whatever. But in Japan, the name phonetically means stalled car, which is kind of undesirable image for gasoline. You know, another one I can think of is that Chevy was going to market the Nova in Mexico, which is like a Spanish-speaking country, and Nova in Spanish means no go, and I can't think of anybody who would purposely buy a car that would not go. Another example would be pet milk, and in France, the word pet means flatulence, for one thing. And that's not really any desired image for milk, although it can happen if you're a little lactose intolerant. So to avoid errors in like business decisions when you're thinking about marketing a product or service in another country, there are some kind of there's a framework that you should use. And the steps of the framework are this. Number one, define the business problem or goal in the home country, cultural traits, habits, or norm. Then there's step two. Define the business problem or goal in the foreign, cultural traits, habits, or norms. Step three. Isolate the SRC influence in the problem and examine it carefully to see how it complicates the problem. Step four. Redefine the problem without the SRC influence and solve for the optimum business goal situation. The one thing you've got to understand about this approach is that it requires an understanding of the culture of each foreign market as well as one's own culture. Surprisingly, you may find that understanding one's own culture may require additional study because much of the cultural influence on the market behavior remains at a subconscious level, and it's not something you can always clearly define. Another thing to remember when you're considering international marketing is the effect of today's media. You know, with satellites and, I guess satellites would probably be the business, but the world has become a lot smaller place now than it used to be, because now almost everybody wants things that they have heard about, seen, or experienced because of new technologies, whether it's something they saw on the internet that they were interested in, because, you know, something they heard about in maybe over social media networking. I know I showed you, or we did a discussion on China and how social media networking is being controlled there, but it doesn't mean that there still isn't a way for people to experience some new things. There are things like cable news network, and sometimes in the mornings I start watching the BBC news, probably just because I like the accents, but they do cover a lot of international topics on it. CNN does quite a bit of global topics. They have like a special segment for that. You'll find that there's things like MTV that has their video awards, and they're showing things in their videos, and they're showing TV shows like Pimp My Ride, and wonder whatever happened to that show. I haven't seen it in a while. And things like, America's Next Top Model, where you're going to be exposed to different products and different services and things that you may not have seen. That is more of a globalization, that our world is getting smaller, and people can go online and find out about things that maybe they didn't know about before. A new product or a new service that's available in a different country. So that may actually make it easier for you to go into the particular country that you're going into. So keep these things in mind as you work on your project and as you read chapter 17.